Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's June 23rd, 2011. The United States and some foreign countries face similar tax administration issues. Understanding how other countries have addressed these issues can help inform our own domestic discussions about tax reform. A group led by Mike Brostek, a director in GAO's Strategic Issues team, recently reviewed the tax administration practices of six foreign countries. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Mike to learn more.
Your team looked at tax practices in six foreign countries. What countries did you pick, and how did you go about selecting them?
We went about selecting countries that faced a tax challenge that was similar to what the Internal Revenue Service faces, but that handled that challenge differently, and where there was some evidence that they were at least happy with their approach to dealing with it. The countries we picked was actually a mixture of countries, a multilateral organization, and a sort of a province of China. We looked at New Zealand, Finland, the United Kingdom, Australia, the European Union, and Hong Kong.
Can you provide a few examples of some of the innovative foreign tax practices that you found there?
Yes. One of my favorites was in New Zealand. New Zealand is, of course, a small country, but it often has good examples for others. They have tax expenditures just as we do. A tax expenditure is sort of a spending program built within the tax code. We have a problem of trying to get those evaluated routinely and looked at with corresponding outlay programs. So, for instance, there are higher education tax expenditures in the U.S., but there are also grant and loan programs intended to help people with their higher education expenses. We don't evaluate those together. In New Zealand, they set up a system to evaluate tax expenditures and related outlay programs at the same time. They've overcome a major obstacle that the U.S. has, which is that in our country, no one except a tax administrator can have access to tax data. Well, it's the same thing in New Zealand, but they were able to figure out a way for those in the outlay programs to have access to taxpayer data for the limited purpose of evaluating how effective these outlay and tax expenditures work together. Another practice that I was particularly interested in was in the Australian tax administrator, where they have identified individuals with high wealth as having unusual characteristics that need to be looked at differently than they do the normal taxpayer. High wealth individuals tend to have very complex investments. They tend to be involved with a network of entities that they control directly, or perhaps their spouse or their children or business associates control. And those are very difficult tax situations for the tax administrator to get a handle on. This is a case where IRS has actually adopted the practice of the other country. IRS now has a global high wealth initiative where they're trying to look separately at high wealth individuals, their unique tax characteristics, and to unravel these networks of entities that they may be involved in to ensure that they're paying their proper amount.
You noted an example where IRS has adapted their tax practices based on another country's example. Your report also notes that cultural as well as legal differences can affect the transferability of some of these practices to the United States. Can you elaborate on this a bit?
Sure. IRS, in addition to adopting this practice that I mentioned, is active in a lot of international tax administrative organizations, and they develop a reasonably good understanding of what's going on, certainly in terms of major initiatives around the country. But there are practices that take place in other countries that may or may not be adaptable here. In Hong Kong, they have a salaries tax, like our wages being taxed. But unlike here, where we have our taxes withheld from every paycheck we receive, they pay voluntarily twice a year. They don't have the taxes withheld from their wages. It might work here, but it would be a major cultural change for us.
What would you say for taxpayers interested in how the U.S. Administers tax programs is the takeaway of this report?
Well, I think the takeaway is that it's always useful to look at others and how they're doing their work because we might learn something that's of use to us. It can be of use both to the tax administrator and may be adapted or adopted by the tax administrator under their own authority, or there's situations where policymakers like Congress may learn something that they would like to adapt or adopt.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.